Now listen, you and I know that starting a business does take time. It takes extra time. Even if the business comes to life really quickly, you still gotta find time in your day to actually put in the effort to make it happen. But how do you get a business off of the ground when you feel really stretched for time? Whether that be because you already have a 9-to-5 and so this is really just a side hustle, or it could be that you are building a different branch in your business and the full business is already taking up too much time. It could be children, it could be family, it could be travel or health. Many things really are tugging at our time. So if you want to start your online business and truly make it a priority, I'm going to give you 3 simple ways to do that. Hey there, I'm Alicia Darby. I built and automated an online business by leveraging media like podcasts, YouTube, and social channels. Now I coach entrepreneurs and personal brands on how you can start your show to attract qualified leads, build your influence, and communicate with confidence on stage and in life. Your audience awaits. They're gonna love you. Step 1 is to actually choose the days and times. Every single week, I recommend that you have weekly days and times that you are focusing on your business. For me, it's every Monday and Friday. I protect Mondays and Fridays. I'm a full-time consultant, but I'm still protecting Mondays and Fridays for all of the work that needs to get done. Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays for me are my coaching time. So that's when I'm taking meetings and that's when I'm taking. Now, of course, there are drastic exceptions. If I get called by the Steve Harvey Show, well then yes, I'm gonna fly out to Chicago and film an episode, right? But if not, then I'm protecting that time. So for you, it could be maybe Tuesday and Thursday evening, or maybe it's Sunday afternoon, or maybe it's Saturday from 9-to-4. Whatever works best for you, I want you to think about what are those times, and then how can you protect them? So it's not about just saying, oh, I'll find some time, some free time. Well, anytime that I get an extra 3 hours, I really, really need you to focus on when is this going to happen? And then protect that time. Protect it just as you would protect your sleep time or that just few seconds that you need to brush your teeth before you go to bed. Protect it like you protect the kids' t-ball practice and your daughter's gymnastics. Or protected times get respected. Okay, so that's why we've got to find the time and then protect it. Now, step 2, I want you to create a routine around that protected time. So in our protected times, like our sleep times, for example, those are generally protected times, even though they could get kind of squished one way or the other. But in general, we know that we're going to go to bed at some point. And our bedtime routine, if you will, is like maybe you brush your teeth, maybe you put on a sleeping mask, maybe you brush your hair 100 times. Whatever your nighttime routine is, it sets your mind and it sets your body into that zone. Then when you wake up in the morning, you have a different routine, even if it's not conscious and maybe you didn't even plot it out, but something is happening, right? You wake up, maybe you throw the covers up on the bed, you put the pillows back on. That in and of itself is a routine. So whatever it is your routine, I want you to create a routine for this protected work time. So your protected work time routine might be something like you open your computer and you do a quick meditation, or maybe it's that you get out your to-do list and you circle one thing that you're gonna start with. Or maybe it's simply that you just grab a great cup of coffee and a glass of water and you sit down at your computer. And whatever it is, when it becomes a conscious routine, that is what's going to send your body and your mind being ready to accept that space over the course of time. When it comes to be, Tuesday night, you'll be like, oh, my body's craving my little cup of whatever and my glass of water, and sit down and be ready for work. Now, the third step is to choose one goal that you know you can accomplish in that protected amount of time. So your protected time might be 9 hours or 10 hours. Your protected time might be an hour or just 2 hours or 3 hours. It might even be just 15 minutes to get started. Whatever it is that you have set aside as protected time, I want you to think about what is it that I'm actually going to accomplish in that time zone. Now, here is why this is so important. When you start to set your mind and body into a routine for your protected time, and then you show up for it, And then you start getting win after win after win. You start accomplishing your goals and you sit down with one goal and then you get in the habit of accomplishing it. It's going to lead to increased motivation. A lot of times people think that results come after motivation, but really motivation comes after results. You gotta sit down and do all the things to get you ready and then just go into the work. When you see results, motivation will come. So that's why we say, just pick one thing and write it down so that you know that that is what you are going for in that protected work time. Now again, your protected work time might be 9 hours, so you might be able to get some real big project done, or it might be just 15 minutes or just an hour and a half or just 3 hours. Whatever it is, you're just focused in on this one task, okay? So I wanna share with you about how I did this when I started my business years ago. I actually was living with a roommate in LA, and I had to tell this roommate, I was working a 9-to-5 job. So, and really it ended up being more like 8-to-6, right? Like many of us who start with a side hustle, it ends up really kind of going over. So I wanna share with you how I got started protecting my time. It was when I actually was building my business as a side hustle. I had a 9-to-5 job, and I'm gonna share with you exactly how I protected my time, both from not just myself, but also from friends and from roommates and from colleagues and from all the other things that were coming at me at the time. Just like you, I'm sure, have many other things coming at you. You've got to figure out ways to protect your time. So I'm sharing this story with you. I want to hear, when in your week can you protect your time? Even if it's just a short amount of time, when in your week can you consistently protect even a small amount of time, okay? Hopefully it's a larger amount of time, but even if it's small, that is okay too. So as I mentioned, now in my business, on Mondays and Fridays are fully protected. I'd always protect my mornings for my morning routine, which usually for me goes till like 10 or 11. And then at that time, Mondays and Fridays are fully protected until 5 p.m. And during those times, I get so much work done, like so much, because it's protected time and I know exactly what I'm going to be accomplishing on those days. Now, when I first started my side hustle many years ago, my protected time was Saturday. So I woke up Saturday morning, even earlier than I woke up for my 9-to-5 job during the week, because I was so excited about building my business. So I woke up early on Saturday mornings and it went until about 1 or 2 in the afternoon on Saturdays. And I say 1 or 2, my protected time was till about noon, but I was getting into it and really loved it. So sometimes I stayed engaged until 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. But my protected time was about 8 until noon on Saturdays. Now, I also had Tuesdays and Thursdays in the middle of the week, just in the evenings, because I would get home from work, I would go to the gym, get my workout in, then I would come home from that, then I would say, okay, now it's time for me to settle in. So from about 8 o'clock till maybe 11 o'clock at night, I just can't fully remember it right now, it seems like a lifetime ago, but it was about 8 to 11 o'clock at night that was protected time. And to do that, I had to tell my roommate that, hey, look, I'm going in my room and I'm working on my business, so I can't be bothered, I can't go out, I can't be doing anything else, like nothing can be going on right now. I just really need to focus on my business. And my roommate fully respected that, which was awesome. And I think it was also, you know, partially the way you communicate it too. So when you communicate that your business is important to you, others will respect that as well. And as I mentioned, when you get results in your business, it will lead to increased motivation. So for me, when I started my side hustle, I really wasn't seeing a lot of results right away, but at least I knew I was accomplishing my tasks. So every day that I sat down ready to say, okay, what am I banging out today? I was getting those things done and it was feeling so good to say, wow, this week I accomplished this, this, and this. I had so much accomplished. And then before you knew it, I think that went on for maybe a few years after I learned the strategy of protected time. As soon as I was doing that, maybe it only went on for a year, year and a half before I was fully able to transition full-time into my business. So that protected time can be huge in how you actually allow yourself to transition out of a 9-to-5 or to add more and more time to your business to continue to grow it. So again, I wanna hear from you in the comments below. What is your current time that you are protecting? Or if you haven't done this strategy yet, when in your week can you protect some time so that you can drastically improve your business, make big gains in a very short amount of time? I can't wait to hear how you protect your time. I'll see you in the next video. Thank you so much for listening. I would be honored if you'd hop over to iTunes from your computer and leave a 5-star rating and review. Tell me what you love most about the podcast and what you'd like to see more of. That is how podcasts prosper, so I would be so grateful for your help. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon.